to spare. Use your head, save your hair, use big shampoo. Shining hair. That's what every girl wants. And that's the way your hair will be when you use Stitch's new cream shampoo. Stitch's cream shampoo leaves your hair dreamy soft like moonlight, shining like bright starlight. That's because this marvelous new shampoo is made with two beneficial beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair, to give it a brand new look. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights, to leave your hair gleaming and lustrous. And girls, you'll find Stitch's cream shampoo delightfully easy to use. Just a small dab whips into heaps of lather to thoroughly cleanse your hair and scalp. To rinse, just a swish of plain water and every bubble of suds is gone. Then see how soft and bright, how gloriously right this amazing shampoo leaves your hair. It looks as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. Stitch's cream shampoo is thrifty, too. Compare the size of the jar, compare its low cost, and buy it at drug or toilet goods counters. That's Stitch's cream shampoo, made with lanolin and olive oil for softer, shinier hair.
F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Porter Hall, Wally Mayer, Frank Nelson, Robert North, Walter Sharp and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Bill Harris. This morning, the Harris children were flying a kite, which got caught in the neighbor's telephone wire. As we look in, we find Phil climbing a tree to rescue the kite.
Hey, Alice, climbing this tree is tougher than I thought.
Careful, Tarzan. You're not as young as you used to be.
Never mind. I'll just grab this limb and lift myself right up.
Phil, what happened? What did you break?
I ain't sure, but if a branch doesn't come down, it was my arm.
That could have been my line. Phil, are you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt. I'm all right. Scratch my arm a little and rip my shirt. What a day this has been. I start to relax, and then I got to go climbing trees, ripping my clothes, hurting myself. My goodness. Well, thank heavens nothing else could possibly happen to me today.
Good morning, Philip.
I had to open my big fat mouth. Things ain't bad enough. Little Beaver just rode up.
Philip, how in the world did you get up in that tree?
How did I... I sat on it when it was an acorn and grew up with it. Now, keep quiet a minute, Beaver. Now, if I just lean over... If I lean over, I can just about reach that telephone wire. There, I got it!
Look out, Phil! You're losing your balance!
Help, Alice! I'm falling!
Oh, Phil. Phil, are you all right? Tell me, are you hurt?
No, fortunately, I fell on top of Willie. I knew he'd come in handy someday. Hey, you okay, Willie?
Oh, I'm somewhat bruised, but otherwise I'm not hurt.
What did he say, Phil?
He hurt he's somewhat and bruised he's otherwise.
Oh, Phil, you're so clumsy.
Well, what are you kicking about? I got the kid tight, didn't I? I got it right here in my hand and... Hey, wait a minute. What's this I got in my other hand?
Mr. Galen's telephone wire. You pulled it down with you.
Oh, no, Alice, no. Let's get in the house and hide before that crabby old neighbor finds out what happened. He's a mess, that guy.
Just a moment, Phil. If you can't run off and leave this broken wire lying here, your neighbor won't be able to get any calls.
Huh? You know something? You're right, Willie. Here, you stand here and hold the wires.
What am I going to do with them?
Stick them in your ears, and if a call comes through, take the message and give it to Galen. And believe me, you can do it. Come on, let's get in the house.
Oh, Phil, you'll have to go and tell Mr. Galen what you did.
All right, honey. I'll tell him later. Now, leave me alone. Why is everybody picking on me?
What's wrong with you, Philip? You've been awfully grouchy lately.
Well, last week the doctor told him to slow down, and now that he has time on his hands, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Philip, what you need is a hobby.
Like what?
Well, why don't you become a philatelist?
A what?
A philatelist, that's stamp collecting.
Stamp collecting? You dear boy. That sounds like an exciting hobby. Next, you'll be telling me to take up crocheting.
You know, that's an excellent suggestion. You can
hold it, Buster. Hold it.
Oh, Phil, it's a wonderful form of relaxation. There's nothing wrong with a man crocheting. Lots of men do it.
Oh, fine, fine. I can just see myself with the guys in the band knocking out a lace tablecloth with one hand and marking a racing form with the other.
Alice is right. Lots of men do crochet. I used to do it several years ago. I don't like to brag, but I became quite expert at it. And I did some very original needlework.
Thank you, Betsy Ross.
Phil, why don't you try it? Look, I'm crocheting a dolly. Here, you take it, and I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, but Alice...
That's right. It's very simple. Oh. All you do is put the hook through this loop, catch the thread, and pull it through. See?
Oh, all right. I'll try it, but I ain't going to like it. Pull the blinds down. This is the silliest thing that... Uh-oh, there's the doorbell. I'll get it. Hi, Curly.
Oh. Hiya, Frankie. Come on in. Okay, I just stopped. Curly, what do you got in your hand?
This? Oh, it's my needlework.
Wait a minute, I'll go out and come in again. Curly, this may seem like a stupid question, but what are you doing with that needlework?
I'm crocheting a doily.
Well, la-di-da!
Look, will you stop already, Frankie? I'm just trying this for Alice's sake, and no cracks about my crocheting.
I'm not making any cracks.
All right. Now, come on inside. Well, don't stand there. Come on in. After you, madame. Don't be a wise guy. Let's go inside. I'm just doing this because Alice thought I needed a hobby.
No offense, Curly. It just seems a little strange to me.
Oh, hello, Alice.
Hello, Frankie.
Hiya, Willie.
Good morning, Franklin.
Franklin? Somebody come in with me? Now, look, Alice, I'm not going to do no crocheting. It ain't for me.
All right, all right. Maybe Frankie can suggest a hobby that will appeal to you.
Oh, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Franklin.
Huh?
You have a hobby?
Oh, yeah.
I used to have one. I took up painting. First I went out and bought a set of paints. Then I hired a beautiful model.
Yeah?
Then what?
Then I threw away the paint.
Well, if you weren't painting, why the model?
Yeah, why the model? I demand the right to read a prepared statement. Hey, Curly, tell you, if you really want a hobby, why don't you go to that hobby shop in town? They got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea, Phil. I'm sure you'll be able to find something there. What do you think you'd like?
Well, the model idea sort of appealed to me.
Wait a minute. Never mind that. Well, why don't you and Frankie go and look around the hobby shop?
Well, I think the whole thing is awful silly, but if it'll make you any happier, I'll go. Come on, Frankie. Yeah.
Phil, try to pick something that will stimulate your mind. Get an intellectual hobby.
Okay, intellectual. The whole thing is ridiculous. You get a little older and you have to go out and look for a hobby. Can't understand it. When I was a kid, I didn't have any trouble finding something to do in my spare time. I'd just get one of the gang, and then I'd say, you get a line, and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, and I'll get a pole, and we will down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby, my. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, honey. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, babe. Yon become a man with a sack on his back. Got more crawdads than he can pack, honey, baby mine. That man fell down and busted his back, honey. That man fell down and busted his back, babe. That man fell down and busted his back. Just watch him crawdads back and back, honey, baby mine. I sell my crawdads three for a dime, honey. I sell my crawdads three for a dime, babe. I sell my crawdads three for a dime. Ain't no crawdads as good as mine, honey, baby mine. Now, what are you gonna do when you lose your pole, honey? What are you gonna do when you lose your pole, babe? What are you gonna do when you lose your pole? Just sit and look down that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. What are you gonna do when the creek goes dry, honey? What are you gonna do when the creek goes dry, baby? What are you gonna do when the creek goes dry? Just sit and watch them crawdads die, honey, baby mine. Well, get up, Kate, you slept too late, honey. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, babe. Get up, Kate, you slept too late. That crawdad man to pass your gate, honey. Baby mine.
Charlie, they got a lot of stuff in this hobby shop. You ought to be able to find something here.
Well, I don't even know what to ask the guy for. It seems so silly. I feel like a dope telling him to try to find me a hobby.
He don't have to know it's for you. Tell him he's getting it for somebody else. Come on, we'll ask the clerk. Hey, Buck, come here, man.
How do you do? And what can I do for you two? People?
Say, we're looking for a hobby for somebody. Do you have anything intellectual?
Well, we have them as intellectual as you want. We have things for the highest mentality. And what's your friend's occupation?
He's a band leader.
Well, we have something for the lower mentalities, too. Perhaps I've heard of your friend. What's his name?
Phil Harris.
Oh, we really hit rock bottom, didn't we?
Just a minute. Don't you say nothing about Phil Harris in front of me.
Well,
you got a lot of nerve saying that Phil Harris has a low mentality. Did you ever meet him?
No.
Then how'd you find out about his low mentality? Have you been in here before, Curly?
No, I can't understand how the guy found out about...
Wait a minute! Now look, Bob, I ain't got no time to waste. What kind of hobbies have you got?
Well, we have wood-burning sets, clay modeling sets, model airplane kits, and there's something here that you'll love.
What is it?
A genuine nylon butterfly catching set.
Okay, Frankie, let's blow. Let's get out of this.
Now, wait a minute,
before
Curly.
You blow, he's popping a little bit.
I ain't gonna stay in here and be responsible. Let's get out of here.
Now, listen to me, Jet. I think you ought to buy one of those.
I ought to buy one.
Absolutely. A man's a fool to be without a genuine nylon butterfly catching set.
You get behind the counter with him. Let's go. I'm sorry, Bub. You ain't got nothing in here I want.
Now, wait a minute. I have something here. It isn't exactly a hobby. It's more of a gadget. I made it myself out of a razor blade, a piece of sandpaper, and an old windshield wiper.
What is it?
A face scraper for sloppy bubblegum blowers.
Hey, Frank, get me one.
Better leave, Frank. We better get out of here. I ain't going
to... Hey, Curly, look. There's something for you. A set of electric trains. Why don't you get those?
Oh, please, will you quiet down? Electric trains, that's for children.
Yes. You're right. If I were you, I'd take the nylon butterfly catching.
No. Look, Curly, it's a beautiful set of trains.
All right, cut it out. Cut it out, both of you. You guys ain't talking me into anything. Now, I'm not buying no electric trains or anything else here, and that's final.
Well, find something you like at the hobby shop?
No.
Well, then, what have you got in that box under your arm?
Electric train.
What's in that box under your other arm?
Genuine nylon butterfly catching set.
Well, that sounds like an interesting combination. Phil, what's that small package in your pocket?
Oh, that's nothing at all.
What is it?
A face scraper for a sloppy bubble glum.
Bubble glum? Oh. It's good for blowing bubbles, huh? Where's Frankie?
He's out in the car, and he's bringing in the rest of the package.
Well, this here is the last box of stuff, Curly.
Hello, Alice.
Hey, when did you see the electric train set me and Curly bought?
Come on in the living room. We'll put the tracks up.
Mm. All these large boxes. I hope you fellas didn't get one of those great big trains.
Oh, no. This is just a simple little set with a few tracks. Uh-huh. I'll show you. I'll dump the tracks out on the floor. Well, that's the first box.
see, Alice, if there's... Hey, Alice, where are you?
Right here in back of this pile of tracks.
Oh.
Did you fellas say you have more tracks?
Oh, just four more boxes. Right, come on, Charlie. Let's get down on our knees and start putting the tracks together. Hey, Alice, you can help us, too. It'll be fun.
Thanks.
Well, we did it. The tracks are all down. Yep.
Yeah, and it only took 2 hours.
Yep. Now to get the trains going. I'll hook up the wires, Curly. This one goes to the transformer.
Now, wait a minute. Wait.
Hold it just a minute. Now, I want to ask you one question.
What?
Are you sure you know what you're doing, Frank?
Well, of course I do.
If there's one thing I know, it's electricity. My nephew got a set of trains. I always hook his up for him. Yeah, wires are hooked. Go on, just turn the switch on, Curly.
Okay.
Now you did it. You blew out the transformer. That's funny. The same thing always happens to my nephew, Sam.
Oh, Remley, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You broke my electric train.
Yes, Frankie, you went and broke Filthy's little bloody choo-choo twine.
Thank you, one-armed baby Snook.
Understand it. You're always doing something like that. Now, we spent all that time putting the tracks down, and now we got no transformer, and what do you... How you...
Hey. Hey, wait a minute. Huh? Hey, you know, Mr. Galen next door's got a great big train set in his cellar. I can borrow his transformer.
Mr. Galen? Oh, for goodness sake, Bill. We forgot to tell him about your pulling his telephone wire down.
Well, what? I'll tell him when I go in to borrow his transformer. Hey, come on, Frankie.
Yeah, okay, Bill.
Oh, what a man. I guess I'm lucky he only brought home a train set as a hobby. He might have decided to collect antique cars. I could just see him breezing into the house and saying, get your veil and get your duster. Get the yentl goggles when the wind's a guster. Keep your hubbard gown firmly belted down when you're out in your family steamer. In a gale, we never fluster. Coat where coat we get that old familiar luster. If you're dressed in style, everyone will smile when you're out in your family steamer. Honk, honk. Honk, honk, honk. The dog is to have his card, but he's looking at us with alarm. For it looks like he's back to the farm. But if you say with your combustion, then your feet is gonna need a new adjuster. And you must be just the one we trust. Or we won't let you ride. No, we won't let you ride. That you plan in your family steamer. That you plan in your family steamer. The tandem bike has had its way. If you're riding one, you'll find the day. Smoke along in an obsolete way.
They're full of bright
and just a takeoff. The child who has a wild imagination. And we wanna ride inside of the main motor. We wanna sit behind the wheel
with a man in the family steamer. With a man in the family steamer.
Your family steamer, I'm Bobby. Why can't we come down here? Old Grouch wouldn't lend it to us. Slammed the door in our face even before you could tell him you pulled down his telephone wire. Hey, Frank.
Huh?
Now, you see that little thing over in the corner?
Yeah.
That's the transformer.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Now, just grab it and let's beat it.
No, not so fast.
Get it all the way upstairs and it won't work.
Let's test it first and see if it works.
I'll put the plug in and you attach that wire here and the other one over there.
Wait a minute, Pluggy. Wait a minute. Just 1 second. Doesn't this little wire go here?
Please, Curly, will you do it my way?
All right. Everybody stand back. Here we go again. All right, there they are. The wires are hooked up.
Good, you're a good man. All right. Turn the switch on, Curly.
Hey,
Now we'll try it your way, Curly.
See what I told you? Now you've blown out the transformer again. Now we can't do nothing. Hey, wait a minute. Look at that smoke. I smell smoke. Look at
the wires. Hey, Curly, look. Those wires are smoking.
Oh. And we started a fire. Stamp on those wires. Stamp on them.
Well,
stamp
it down.
Okay, I'll get home. All right. Well, thank goodness we got the fire out.
Yeah, the place is full of smoke.
Look down there in my cellar, right?
What's all this smoke from? Hey, I see you two through the smoke. Who are you?
The Smith brothers. Have a cough drop?
You set my cellar on fire. I'll take care of you two, wherever you are, as soon as I call the fire department.
Well, thank you. We better get out of here. Let's go, Sprague.
Okay, Mark.
Devastating. Why, who could have started a fire in Mr. Galen's cellar?
I didn't say cellar. How did you know?
Well, I that's a well-put question. I wish you'd put it back where you got it from.
The fire department will be here in any minute. Oh, hello, Harris.
Hi, neighbor. What's new over at your house?
Well, my house is on fire. It's smoking like the dickens.
What are you getting so excited about? It ain't much of a fire.
It is, too.
It is not.
Yeah, I say it is.
It is not, and we ought to know because we started it. Pay no attention to Frankie, Mr. Gallen. He's been brushing his teeth with gunpowder, and he keeps shooting off his mouth.
So you're the two I saw in my cellar. Well, I ought to have you both arrested.
You're a very nasty man. I don't blame Curly for pulling down your telephone wire.
Frankie, shut up!
Stop! What's this about you two fellas starting a fire in this man's cellar?
It was an accident, officer. Just a little accident. We went to bar his transformer.
Don't be embarrassed, sir.
Well, we went to bar his transformer so we could run my electric train.
Electric train? Ain't you a little old for that sort of stuff? You better come along with me, Burton.
That's right, officer. Arrest me.
All right, all right. I'll go quietly.
Go on, sir.
I never should have gone out to get a hobby. I should have stuck to my crocheting.
Oh. Oh, do you crochet?
Well, I...
You know, that's my hobby, too.
Oh, well, really?
I'd love to crochet. And I've made some very nice pieces, too.
Officer, are you
quiet? Quiet, you quiet.
Tell me, have you crocheted anything lately?
Well, I was just working on this little doily here. How do you like it?
Well, let me see it.
Say! Say, this ain't bad at all. I think you made a mistake here, though.
Yeah, I suggest that you...
Officer, I demand
that Shut up or I'll run you in.
Now, as I was saying, Mr. Harris, you should have done it this way. Now, here, I'll show you. First you take the needle like this, see? And then you run the thread through this way.
Oh, yeah. You mean underneath
that?
Like,
right.
Like that? Oh, geez, Billy, I was using a number 16 needle.
Well, that's going to be all right.
I
was. But I want to take it from there. I guess we better leave these two alone.
Oh, okay.
Is your shampoo doing right by you? Yes, is your shampoo doing right by you?
My shampoo lathers all right.
Oh, be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff.
Fitch is the only shampoo who's guaranteed to remove dandruff with first application. It's backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
So, switch to Fitch. At drug counters, barber, and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo. This shampoo does right by you.
Now, you see, Mr. Harris, you must follow through on this pitch this way.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Now, you see, I pull the thread through, and then I bring it through from the other side.
That's right.
Well,
now
I'm so
you
happy,
got
see,
it.
Because
Frankie.
I want to crochet
of
a
course,
thread.
Of
course, Alice Bray and Bill Harris. This program was written by...
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.